It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show, folks. We're so glad to be back behind the mic tonight. Our number here is 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. All right, folks, a lot is happening. And one major event tonight in about, 4 hours if they don't pass this continuing budget resolution at midnight tonight, then we go into default and the government shuts down. However, we will clarify that up, folks. Remember this one thing. The government never shuts down, folks. And I'll explain that to you, okay? In my 40 years in the government, shut down twice, allegedly, okay? But it didn't shut down. And I'll tell you what happened. At that time, I was a DEA special agent, and I was also in the National Guard Reserve. And what they did was, when they didn't have the continuing resolution signed for the government, they said, okay, non-essential folks, non-essential now, not agents, not military, not law enforcement, and, of course, not the Congress. When the government really shuts down, then that means Senate and Congress and all those folks are not going to get paid. Well, it doesn't happen that way, folks. They will get paid, okay? They will get paid. And so the government will never shut down. So they had non-essential, individuals in different agencies. They said, okay, don't come into the office. Don't come into the office. And that's what they did. And then once the bill is signed, then they say, okay, everybody comes back to the office. And those of you who were out for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it never lasted any longer than 2.5 weeks, folks, okay? Then you come back and you get your back pay. So the government never shuts down, no matter what they tell you. It is no complete shutdown. Can you imagine? Government shutdown. They tell all the military people, all law enforcement, stay home and don't come in, or don't come into work. Can you imagine what would happen? FBI, DEA, ICE, all those agencies, okay? Treasury Department. Can you imagine if they say, okay, everybody stay home. Government has shut down. That will never happen, folks. That will never, never happen. So don't be afraid. And then you hear this, oh, Social Security. You wouldn't get your Social Security. You wouldn't get your Medicaid, Medicare. That is a bunch of crap. You will get it, okay? That never shuts down. Never shuts down. So don't believe all of that crap about government shutting down. It never shuts down. And let me tell you, I laugh about it, and you hear the politicians, you hear Schumer, the Democratic whip, and all the others. Oh no, what they want to do, folks, is they want the Senate, Republican Senate and Congress. They want them to add another $1 trillion to the budget, okay? And the Speaker Johnson said, that's not going to happen. that is definitely not going to happen. We're not going to add an additional $1 trillion so that the Democrats can give it to their friends, okay, like they're used to doing. Under Trump, they can't do that. And I love the idea of President Trump standing up to the Democrat, because, folks, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We have to stand up to them. In my opinion, Democrats are traitors. Traitors to the Constitution. Traitors to America. They're in favor of shutting down the government. They're in favor of allowing illegals to stay in America. Look at what they're doing. You know, ICE is trying to get those illegals out of America. Send them back to where they came from. And folks, let me tell you something. I know the immigration system. I spent almost 14 years overseas around the embassy environment. And they have a legal way of bringing people into the United States legally. They vet them. They do background checks before they even allow them. And then once they are allowed, they have a lottery system, folks. Once they are allowed to come into America, they give them an I-151 card, okay? They give them that card, and they tell those individuals from every country in the world, it's the same process at any embassy. You get your I-151 card, immigration card, and they tell you when you're in America, once you come here, anytime you're asked by law enforcement to present that card, then you will present that card, and that's it, okay? And you also can get a Social Security card with that card if you're working. Now, you can't use that card to vote, folks. That's not an identification card for voting purposes, okay? You can't do that. That's why the Democrats don't like ID, photographic ID for voting. They don't like it. You know why? Because they are allowing individuals who are not U.S. citizens. I'll give you an example. Illegal immigrant come from Nigeria, and they are given that card. All right, so they can stay in America legally. And once they find a job, they will get a Social Security number, okay? Now, just because you have your I-151 card and you have a driver's license and you got a Social Security card, that does not mean you are able to vote. You can't vote. Voting is only for United States citizens, not legal immigrants. Not for legal immigrants. It's only for United States citizens, okay? Now, after a while, if you're here, I now forget how many years that you have to be here before you can apply to be a U.S. citizen, okay? Once you are approved and you're sworn in as a U.S. citizen, then you're allowed to vote. But other than that, you are not allowed to vote in any municipality in the United States of America, according to the Constitution. Now, the Democrats don't like that, folks. They don't like it. That's why in these blue states, the Democratic states, they do not want photo ID presented. Okay? Name one Republican who are against photo ID for voting. I can't find any. I can't find any. Can somebody out there tell me? Huh? Now, I have a good buddy. When I was 10, I left South Alabama. My mother, father, and their 8 children went to Paterson, New Jersey. Now, I have a good buddy who went to high school, played football, and ran track with me. He, I think he's still the Democratic chairman in New Jersey. And he and I always get into an argument about photo ID for voting. Okay? Now, as you know, New Jersey is a red state. But when I was a young man there in New Jersey, it was a red state. New York was red. They had Nelson Rockefeller. Okay? New Jersey was red. Connecticut was red. They were all red, folks. We'll continue after these words, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this program is also being recorded. So you can listen to it over the internet at fmtalk1065.com. That's fmtalk1065.com. And just go into the section which says podcast and the day and the name. And you can find our shows. How far back do we go on those, Dalton?
As far back as you can find.
Okay. Where,
yeah, and also, I don't know if you tell your listeners about the app. It was already a great app. Now it's incredible. You just pop that thing open. You're listening streaming. We have people that listen. A lot of truck drivers that listen. They'll text us in the morning. Hey, we're in Michigan listening to you.
Oh wow.
It's really good. So if you like listening to George on Tuesday nights, and every now and then you're out of the area or listening from a place you don't have that radio, get the app. You'll really enjoy it. And you can listen to the podcast there too.
Right. And I have friends listening now from Africa and from South America. They are listening.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all over the different states. But they're listening in Africa and South America because they'll text me and say, we're on. We hear you.
That's great.
So you're right. All over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Yeah, but you can go back as far as you want in every place you get podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. If you go there, go to FM Talk 106.5 Podcast, search George Williams, and then listen until your heart's content.
Right. Now, folks, that's Dalton, and he's on every morning.
Every morning, 6 to 9 with my friend Dan Brennan.
All right.
That's right. Mobile Mornings.
Mobile Mornings, folks. So we're here 24/7, right, though?
That's right. All day long, 56 hours of live radio all week.
All week, folks. All week. All right. Thanks for that, though. Yeah. Now, getting back to this so-called shutdown by 12 o'clock tonight, like I was saying, I remember the first time that happened. It was in the early 80s, and people were saying, oh, they're going to send this home. We're not going to get paid, because there's a possible shutdown. And once it happened, some of us were saying, I was stationed in New York with DEA at that time. So it came back from Washington. They said, no. Only non-essential folks, okay, individuals that work for the government will be told not to come in. And until further notice. But us, no, folks. We had to go into the office every day, work our cases, okay, and make arrests. And that's what we did. And the same thing will happen now if there is a shutdown tonight, okay? That is it. Non-essential. Now, air traffic controllers, no, they're essential. It's almost a joke, folks. It's almost a joke. If there was a shutdown, a real shutdown, then Congress and Senate would be told, personnel would be told, don't come back in until afterwards. Now, as long as the Senate and the Congress get their money, get their checks, there's no shutdown, folks. I just want you to know that. So don't be afraid. Okay, if you're on Social Security, if you're on Social Security disability, if you are retired government and federal government employee, don't worry about it. You're going to still get your money. Okay, They're not going to tell the military or customs or immigration service, stay home. They can't, folks. How can they? They're not going to tell the military, you stay on your base and stay home. Don't go into the barracks. They're not going to do that. So there's not going to be any shutdown. There is not. So don't worry about that. The whole situation is that the Democrats want a $1 trillion budget added to the budget, okay? And of course, President Trump said, no way, because we cut a lot of waste. Can you imagine what they could do with $1 trillion? They want to fund all of these NGOs. NGO means non-government agencies. They want to fund that. They're buddies. They're buddies. NPR, National Public Radio, and all of those, and all of those phony NGOs that they were given, you know, millions and millions of dollars to overseas folks. That's what they want. And Speaker Johnson said no way. President Trump said no way. So let the government close. Let it shut for non-essential individuals that work for the government. Okay? Let it shut down. That's what, and let me tell you something about President Trump now. He's not kidding. He's not kidding. He said it's not going into that CR, continuing resolution, and it won't go in there. He does what he says, and he says what he wants to do. Okay? So stop worrying about a shutdown. Stop worrying about a government shutdown. Let them shut it down. Let them shut it down. Okay? Show the Democrats that we are not afraid of them. And they, when they were in office, they did the same thing to us. The Democrats did the same thing, okay, when they were in office, and we wanted certain items to be added to the budget. They did the same thing to us, so don't worry about it, okay? Another subject matter, and we have a lot of subject matter, folks. We have a lot of them. Another one is dealing today with the military. Pete Hegseth called a lot of the generals and admirals into Quantico, the Marine Corps base in Quantico, from all over the world. From all over the world. Okay? And they were all wondering, why is he? This is the first time that this has ever happened in American history. And so he had the meeting with the generals and the admirals today. And President Trump also spoke. And he's saying, you know, this headset, he's in good shape, real good shape. Okay? Until I got out of the military, once a year we had to do a physical exercise test. We had to run, you know, three miles in a certain amount of minutes. We had to do so many sit-ups, so many push-ups, so many pull-ups, okay? They checked our weight. They did that. And then under the Obama, they stopped that. They stopped it. So he called them in today, especially the leaders, okay? The generals and the admirals are leaders and military men and women. And he said, look, I've been observing, okay? A general should not be lazy and look out of weight and want his men, or her men, because now we got some women generals who are just as bad, okay, to want them to lead their troops. When you're talking about leading your troops, they're talking about an appearance also, folks. An appearance also. So you've got to get out and you've got to exercise like your troops. You've got to exercise. So he initiated certain standards. And these standards, let me tell you, they've always been in existence. Okay? Always been in existence. But they've been lax over the last 15 years, 20 years. So he's saying, look, you have to set an example for your troops. Okay? You have to set an example for your troops. And he wants you, generals and admirals, to work out just like you, your colonels do, your majors, your captains, your lieutenants, just like they do. He wants you to be in shape, and let's get serious about our military. And we've lost a lot, folks. We've lost a lot. Let me tell you, when I was in the military, okay, we set the example for our troops. And I have to look and tell you, when I first joined the military, the Marine Corps, oh, my God. we walked. We had 10-mile marches, folks. 10 miles with our weapons and our backpacks. Okay? And guess what? Our majors, our captains, our lieutenants, our colonels were out there with us. They were leading the way. A couple of generals were out there, okay? In today's military, you couldn't find one out there. You couldn't find one out there. You couldn't find them. And I've heard today also from some of the critics, sometimes I take a pain pill to look at the liberal news, like CNN, MSLSD, aka MSNBC, and all of them. I have to take a pill to look at them, you know, because, oh, man, they're so bad. And so they're talking about now. Remember, in my opinion, they never want to say something good about President Trump. And we're going to be going into a break now, next break. But I'll tell you that afterwards, what they're talking about, folks. You know, anything bad about Trump, that's all they want to put out, and not the good stuff. Okay? So be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we've gotten an email here from someone in Congressman Moore's office. And they said their office will still be open, okay? And if they don't get paid, once it's over with, they'll get the back pay. So that confirmed what we just said, okay? It never, the government never shuts down, okay? Never shuts down. So just keep that in mind, all right? Okay, let's continue what we were talking about. And another thing before I get back into that is you hear over the liberal news that that the female women, okay, and this come from CNN, Clinton News Network, CNN, and MSLSD. Some of their reporters were reporting today that this may be a strategy by Trump and Headset to get the women out of leadership in the military. Okay? This is what I heard today. And that is the farthest thing from the truth, because I recall that when the women... Years ago, when the women was training, they had to do very rough and tough exercises. When I went to federal agent school, we had women in our class, and they had to do it. They had to do it. So if it applies to the women, to the men, why not? Why should it not apply to the women? Okay. But you heard some of the reporters today reporting that this may be a strategy, folks, to get women out of the military. No, it's not a strategy for that, because women should also have to pass a test, physical exercise test. Why not? Why not? They're in the military. Same way with the police department. Also, when I went to agent school, we had boxing. The women would box the women. The men would box the men. That was the procedure. That was the training. And let me tell you, when you put on the glove and the headset, the women were going at it. You know, they were boxing. They weren't boxers, but they do that for a reason. They do that for a reason. So, and we never had any woman, any young lady going through training and say, oh, no, I can't box. No. Some of them are tough. Matter of fact, in my agent's class, the best shooter with the pistol was a woman. Her name was Lorraine. I never forget that. She got the best score of all. It was about 75 of us in each class. And Lorraine was the best shooter of pistol. She had a steady hand. And she won the pistol, I'll call it championship. Okay, so don't underestimate the women. And that's why when you talk about physical training, both sexes have to endure. The women don't have to endure more than the men. But, you know, they have a scale set up for the women. And so they have to do it. Why not? But you get the liberal news. You know, like CNN and MSNBC and some of the others talking already negative. Instead of talking positive, they're talking negative. Why not apply the same thing to women as you do to men? Nobody can answer that question, okay? So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Another thing that irks me today, and while I was coming here to the studio, I heard that the Builders Association of Alabama was very worried. Why were they worried, folks? Well, they were worried because ICE and the federal government was picking up all these illegals. They were on these construction sites. Now, at the same time, yesterday I was talking to a couple of my relatives who are bricklayers, carpenters, et cetera, et cetera. And they were complaining that every time they go to a job site, they have so many illegals there that they can't get hired. They can't get hired. Okay? And these guys have been working for 20 years. 25 years. And this old adage that, you can't find anybody to work at these sites. That's why they hire the illegals. That's bull, in my opinion. That's bull. Simply because the illegals are paid a lot less than a skilled worker, American citizen. Okay? A lot less. That's why they won't hire them. That's why. So it's a financial thing. Because my neighbor, his home burnt across the road from me. And when he got the builder to build a house. And at one time they had 30 illegals there. I'm watching them. 30. Okay? 30 of them. Now, it's not that they're skilled workers. But they give them on-the-job training. So they say they're skilled workers. That's bull, in my opinion. They're not skilled workers. Some of them, maybe, but not all of them. And they had a few women there, too, working, okay? And so they are complaining, the builders, that they can't get skilled workers. In my opinion, they can't get illegals. All right, look at the even in Bay Minette, and look at the schools in construction site in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. I mean, they must have had, I don't know how many ran away when the ICE folks got there, but I mean, dozens and dozens of them. Look at the battery site in Georgia where they build the batteries at, the Korean plant. 400 and some they had snuck over here. That's 400 and some jobs that Americans could have, folks. Okay? They could be, even if it was 200 Americans. No, but they snuck 400 Koreans over here to work. And that's what the Chinese do. The Chinese, I know in Guyana, I have some friends in Guyana. And I used to be in good friends with the former president of Guyana. And the president before him, they allowed the Chinese to come over and build a hotel and build something else. And hundreds of Chinese were sent to Guyana. And the same thing in Africa, folks. Okay, the Chinese say, we'll build this to you. But the problem is they want you to take hundreds of their citizens and bring them to your country. And guess what? They're not all good citizens. They're involved in every darn thing, okay? And that's what they've been doing in America. And these Koreans, well, I tell you what, Trump called the president of Korea and they sent their plane to pick them up. And they took them all back to South Korea. Okay? You're taking jobs away from Americans. And guess what? I bet you they weren't paying them half as much. Probably a quarter of what they were paying had to pay Americans. That's why they bring them here. It's all about profits. The cheaper the labor, the higher the profits, folks. And this is what they're doing. So the Koreans are doing it, and the Indians are doing it from these countries. They're all doing it, and we can't allow them. We cannot allow them to do that, folks. Okay? So now, I remember, I think it was 2012 or somewhere around there, where Governor Mike Hubbard, who was the Speaker of the House, Alabama House, and Del Marsh, who was the Senate pro term, they had created a law in the House and the Senate in Alabama that says you cannot hire non-Alabaman citizens over Alabamians. And guess who fought that? Guess who fought that? The NAACP. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, they fought that. And Governor Raleigh, at that time, was the governor, and he was going to sign it, but they initiated a federal suit against the state of Alabama. And you know what? Governor Raleigh, and I talked to Governor Raleigh about that, and he said, I'm not going to do it because we're not going to spend and waste all this money. And we're being sued by the NAACP and the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they sued on behalf of the NAACP and the Democratic Party. And I said, what's wrong with you guys? Are you crazy? That is protecting you guys, your work. So Governor Raleigh decided, I'm not going to be bothered with it. So the Builders Association, in my opinion, they should be punished for hiring illegals. They're supposed to be. Okay? There are illegals who are coming over that can do that work. Okay? They're illegals. But if they are legal and they come over, guess what? The illegals are going to want the same wage that you've given American citizens. And I can't fault that. Because they have been vetted, and they're here legally. So why not? If they're skilled enough, okay? Why not? But if you're illegal, forget about it. Go back to your country. You're here illegally. And one thing we have to keep in mind, folks, okay? Once you come across, and I worked that border when I was in New Mexico for 3 years as an agent, so I know the border, okay? Once you come over here, like the Bidens, and allow them to come over. They are not the good people, folks. They have not been vetted. And some of these prisons, that's like Castro in the 80s during the Mar-a-Lago boat lift. When they started coming over here, he emptied his prisons, okay, and sent his those over here that he did not want to deal with in Cuba, and he sent them over here to America. And as a law enforcement, it was a horrible situation for us, very horrible situation. So that's what happens when you open the border and allow people in. And I think, I know you couldn't prosecute Biden, but you could prosecute Noriega, the head of Homeland Security. I mean, I think he should be prosecuted for doing nothing about closing the border. And Kamala Harris, she was the border czar. She was the border czar. Okay? They did nothing. They did nothing. The FBI did nothing. Immigration, well, they couldn't. They could. I have to be fair to them, especially Border Patrol and Immigration. They couldn't because they were following orders. They were following orders. But the head, Morioka, he should be in jail, folks. He should be in jail. So let me tell you, we have a lot of catching up to do, and we'll be back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission, and my mission, okay, it's not that difficult, folks. It's a mission in order to keep every Democrat out of office that we can, okay? I don't think any Democrat should be in office now because, in my opinion, my most humble opinion, they are anti-American and anti-Constitution, folks. The Democrats don't like the Constitution. They want the Constitution to change. Okay? That's what they want. They want it to change to what they want it to be. And let me tell you something. It wouldn't be for the best of the United States of America. Look at how they're fighting ICE, the immigration. And this is serious, folks. You know, they talk about ICE with the mask on. So what? So what? You have a mask on, okay? It's only covering half your face, all right? And they're talking about the tactics that I use. Hell, if you stop somebody, stop a van, and they've got 8 illegals in there, they're taking off. You can't chase after them? Or if you're trying to stop a car in the city and it's got illegals in it, you have to chase them down. They've been told, these illegals have been told, take off. Take off if they stop you. Take off. Don't let them catch you. And the ICE folks, the federal law enforcement, have to catch them. Have to catch them. And then you have these stupid individuals with signs, anti-ICE, trying to stop them. And to me, not enough of them are being arrested. If you get out there and you're in front of a law enforcement vehicle and you won't move and you're stopping them and you're interfering, arrest them, folks, or pepper spray them, okay? Use chemicals. Use it to get them out of the way because you're doing your job. Now, I can tell you this would not happen when I was on duty, okay? in the days in the 80s, the 70s, and the 80s, and the 90s, it wouldn't happen. It would not happen. Law enforcement should be allowed. And then you have those idiots, mayors like Johnson in Chicago. Ah, that man should be arrested. He should be arrested. And some of these other liberal Democratic mayors. They're helping illegals. They're helping illegals. And I'll give you an example. Now people are crying foul. This doctor from Guyana, okay, he had received two or three notices to go back to his country. He was here illegally. He came here in the 90s, okay? Why didn't he go back to his country and then come back legally? He could have done that very easily. And he became the superintendent at schools, and he had, I think, two or three immigration hold warrants on him. And they still hired him to be the superintendent in that community, school superintendent in that county. Okay. ICE has him. ICE, please send him back to Guyana. Send him back to Guyana. He knew the procedures. He's a PhD. He's got his PhD. Send him back, and he can come back. Let him come back legally. Legally. But ship is behind back to Guyana. Ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of them here, okay? They're here in America, taking our jobs. Look at our colleges. Look at how many foreigners are professors in our universities. A lot of them, folks. And they're not pro-Americans. In my opinion, most humble opinion, they're not pro-American. Okay? They come from these countries where they can't open their mouth or they'll be locked up or shot over in these countries, those foreign countries. But they come here, and I think they're passing it on to the students. And that's why we have so many bad students in our universities. So many of them. They've taken over. You've got the professors, foreign professors, and you got the foreign students. And it's a terrible situation. And when you've been involved in that, like I have, and when I speak tonight, folks, I'm talking from my heart. From experience. I'm not talking from listening to Fox News or MSLSD or the Clinton News Network. I'm not talking from that. I'm talking about my own experience. And we've got to stop it. Look at the UK. Look at France. Look at Germany with all of those illegals in their country and what they're doing to it. Okay? And they're starting to have riots. The citizens are starting to have riots and running them out. Same thing with South Africa. When I was stationed in Africa, I used to go to South Africa from Nigeria. And it was before apartheid ended. And then after apartheid ended and Mandela became the president, I went over there to South Africa for the swearing in. And one thing the South Africans were worried about, because I even talked to the person who became the vice president of South Africa. He was the ANC representative in Nigeria. And they were worried about the Nigerian criminal enterprise coming into South Africa. Okay. Well, folks, let me tell you, it did go into South Africa. And now you got the South Africans burning Nigerian businesses and running them out of South Africa because they brought a lot of criminality into South Africa from Nigeria. That's what happened. That's what happened. And over several countries in Africa, the Chinese have taken over. They'll tell a country, oh, we'll build a railroad line for you. And they'll send hundreds of workers there. Okay, the people are tired of it now. They're tired of it. They know they've been hooked by the Chinese. So, and ladies and gentlemen, during the UN conference, the meeting, President Trump did an outstanding job when he spoke to a UN representative. And he outlined that about these European countries with all of these foreigners. And they're doing nothing about it. And now they're having a lot of problems. And he also outlined about the America with the Biden and Obama people letting all these foreigners come in and look at the problems that we're having. But we're doing something about it. So Trump challenged them to do something about it. Or let me tell you, the world is not coming to an end, but there are going to be some serious consequences in these countries where all these illegals are there. And, you know, like Paterson, New Jersey. I went there when I was 10. And now it has a Muslim mayor. And 5 times a day, they call a Muslim prayer all over the city. Okay? And they're trying to do Sharia law in different sections of America. You know Sharia law. You know what that means? Women, you can't drive a car. You can't walk beside your husband. You can't accuse anybody of anything. That's Sharia law. It's, to me, Sharia law is anti-female. Okay? That's all. You're just a female. And they want that. And they're trying to practice it in America. We cannot allow that, folks. Chinese are buying land in America, okay, where they can have their products and send them right to China. We cannot allow that, folks. We cannot. We got to get some guts. We've got the Democrats. You've got to change. You've got to change. You are ruining America. Stop it. All right, that's about it, folks. Let's get out of here. Until next week, Vicon Dales, everybody.